Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Magic Sponge, Series 2, Episode 3. Me, Jimmy Bernard, Ian Smith, and our guest this week, Dean Windass.
Window!
Thanks for coming down.
No worries.
All the way down from Hull.
Yeah, on the train.
That's right. Well, just before we start recording, you were talking about the last time you two saw each other, you and Jimmy. Was it MK Dons?
Every time I see Windass, ends up in
No, I was on Cammy's show, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jimmy didn't have a clue about football, so I had to bail him out.
Yeah, basically I had about 10% of his show and Dean spoke the 90% of it.
And you got paid more than I did.
Yeah, and then we got pissed afterwards. Dons, yeah. And then we went to see an old friend, Cole Robinson, who manages MK Dons, and I can't remember a lot after that.
I can remember what happened in the service station, but...
What happened in the service station?
When you peed in my mouth.
Did I piss in your mouth?
Oh, no. I peed in your mouth. That's how drunk it was.
Why did that happen
with the pee, and he sort of just squatted down and started pissing in his mouth for some reason.
Oh, so you was having a wee in the urinal?
Yeah,
in the toilet.
Yeah, and then started drinking it because he said he was thirsty.
Just a shame what
it rehydrates you, apparently.
Yeah.
Bear Grylls.
I don't know why I would do that. It's only me and you in the toilets as well, was it?
Yeah.
That's not even for banter, it's just for me and it. If there's someone else in there, you're showing off. In front of, fair enough, but it's just me and Dean, so that's a little bit strange.
Isn't it?
She's a little bit strange.
So what, but there must have been a bit where you laughed.
And then them yellow things.
What happened at the end
onions.
Of it? Did you drink it all, or did you?
I wouldn't have gone for the whole.
No, you had a little bit, and then
yeah, a little.
Just that's enough.
Yeah, but basically that's what I do.
Yeah.
In service station. Yeah.
Right, we haven't podcasted for a bit, have we?
No.
Where have you been, Jim? Because you went away.
Oh
didn't
yeah.
You?
I went to Stafford Moor Festival Fishing Festival. I brought something for you.
Oh, present.
Basically, it's a silverfish festival.
What's that mean?
You fish for four... I was just going to tell you, Rob. You fish for 4 days against some of the best anglers in the country. And basically, 6-hour matches. The biggest weight of total fish wins.
Okay.
So you get three... There's 18 people, three sections of six, and you have to win your section every day, really, to become champion. And... become champion. I know you're listening to this, can't see this, but basically I've got the winner's trophy out and we're just going to take some pictures now.
That's a nice trophy.
So basically, Stafford Moor champion, Silver's Festival.
Did you win
winner,
individually or did your team win?
No, I won individually.
Could you be a professional fisher then?
I am a professional fisher, Rob.
Oh, okay, I didn't realise.
Basically, I fished against world champion Will Raisin, who stayed in my lodge, Mark Goddard, who stayed in my lodge, and another bloke called Nick, who fishes with us, and I was first, Mark Goddard was second, Will Raisin third, first, second, third, and cleaned up the lodge. Boom!
Boom!
We won about $2,000.
That's good, isn't it?
Yes, great. No tax. So, everyone, and the revenue are looking at me arse at the minute as well. I've got to pay a massive tax bill. So, that's you sorry, bastards, man. Don't come back for any more money. That's winnings. You can't take no tax out of that, you bastards.
Fishing, I'd rather stick fucking pins in my ass.
I know you would. But this ain't our show. This is all about Dean Winstanley, so sorry I've took up this time.
No, it's nice to see what you're up to, isn't it? I just want to double check, Dean, our stats are right. Former Hull and Bradford City striker.
Yeah.
Scored 198 league goals in 634... Wrong. No. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
What is it then?
It's usually
league goals.
Yeah, league goals. These are league.
Oh, is it league, is it? 234. Altogether.
Altogether 234. I mean, I write that down. I don't know why.
What did you add down, Rob?
198.
League.
League.
Cut me very short, haven't you?
So 2-3-4 in the league?
2-3-4. No. 2-3-4 overall.
All right, okay. So what was it in the league?
I think it's 200 league goals.
I've got 198. I reckon we could just call
No,
okay.
No. I'm not coming all this way down here for fucking 198. 200 or nothing.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you 200. I'll cross
200,
that
the 200th one was at Oldham because he had the T-shirt underneath saying 200.
Oh, you've got a T-shirt. You've literally got the T-shirt.
Well,
so.
I had the T-shirt. I don't know where it is now.
Okay, cool. But that was 200 league goals.
I think the ex-wife sorted that one as well.
Fair enough. And 634 games?
Are you pissed?
No.
No, more than that.
Was it? What was it?
Yeah, it was about 7.5, I think.
7.5.
Where are you getting these stats from, Rob?
Where are you getting them
from? Well, I'm getting from our producer, Sam Pearson.
Sam, Sam is actually studying.
He's got his hand in his arm.
And you're an actual, are you a Bradford fan?
He's a Bradford fan.
There's a league. What?
Just go on Wikipedia and it's there.
Yeah, Sam, you literally had to go on Wikipedia.
Basically.
Ian did the stats checking.
Right,
no,
okay, whatever.
Basically, we've got a new producer and he needs to go.
Also, right, this is correct, though. You scored the 660 million wonder goal to send Hull into the Premier League.
60 million, yeah.
Yeah, so that's correct, that one.
That's correct.
One out of three ain't bad, is it?
Yeah.
I've got a fact here that says when you started out, you were told you were too small.
Yes, I was.
You know, that didn't last long.
I was. I was 9 stone when I was 16.
Oh, really?
When I was apprentice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you've always been quite, you know, strong, and that's been part of your game.
I wasn't. No, I was when I developed, but I was a late developer.
All right.
And I ended up working in the building site, and then obviously, up and down them ladders with a hod on your back, I think it sort of made me grow up a little bit. So and then I started getting broad and a bit fat. Not fat. I was never fat.
No, not as a player.
I was never fat. I was never fat ever. My body fat was always good, very good.
Yeah.
But I was never fat. But people call me a fat bastard.
You did. You couldn't
played till 40. Yeah. So. Yeah, but I was never fat, but all supporters used to go, you fat bastard.
Did you two ever play together?
Played against him.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah.
Played against him a few times. We played about Valley Parade once and he shit himself in a 50-50. And Paul Jewell hammered him in the changing room, didn't he?
I always remember it. I come out of the tunnel, we line up in the tunnel, and I've seen him, because he's a big name then, obviously. And then it's like, doing this shit. And I was learning my trade as Peterborough, my first real... No, sorry, at Wigan, my second
You're
real big football club. So we've just gone up from a league. I've just gone from Peterborough, yeah. So I've stepped up in football and playing against the likes of him. And then seen him in the tunnel, he chops it off. And I'm like, shit, it's him. Get on the pitch, and he looks at me just on the pitch. And I always say this to him, and he doesn't remember this. And he went, you're fucking shit, you are. And I just looked at him and went... Oh, fucking hell. I just looked up and went, and my head sort of went a little bit. Do you get what I mean? Because I'm thinking, Windass, actually, he knows what he's on. Am I actually shit? Like, I remember that. But then I just carried on. And from that day, I found out what he's about. And he basically just gives it to people like that permanently.
Just,
but I do remember.
Would you always get everyone's ear then?
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever said to someone?
I've shagged the wives, the mums.
The mums.
Oh, yeah, just to get under the skin, like, yeah.
Did you do any research?
No, he actually has.
No, he just...
No, that ain't banner, mate. I've just done
her. Yeah. No, he just absolutely, like, really just piss people off, so they launch you, then they get sent off, and then
really?
You do your job.
No banner, but how many players' wives have you done?
None.
Oh, wow. No banner.
No banner. Just so we can...
I'm trying to think now. No, I haven't.
But who used to give it back? The worst.
There's a guy whose Savage. Testicles you grabbed. Oh, that was that.
I did an interview actually for the. I'm allowed to say papers' names.
No? Yeah, of
The Guardian.
And you're allowed to say anything in this show.
Yeah, it was The Guardian, and I did it, and it was quite good. Jim's seen it, hasn't he, Jim?
Yeah.
And it was quite deep about my career and that, and it was FIFA. Well,
fair
what
play
was it?
Day.
Fair play day, or something. Yeah. But it was just this Tony Finnegan. He was a pub player anyway.
Yeah.
No, and I can't remember. Oh, and it was Cheltenham, and fell on the floor. And as we fell on the floor, like we're grippling or whatever, having a bit of like fightish sort of handbags. So as I grabbed all of him, I grabbed all of his bollocks and I just squeezed his bollocks out. Like, honestly, I wanted to hurt him. And I'm thinking, go on, punch me. Because obviously, if I squeeze your bollocks, you're gonna react, aren't you?
Or piss in your mouth.
Or piss in your mouth or do whatever. So I grabbed all of it and just squeezed it as hard as I can, like, and it just fucking went and hit me, like. So I went down as though he's fucking hurt me. And then the referee sent him off, and I can't remember who the referee, the manager was then. John Ward, right. The manager. Yeah. And he come up to me after the game and he went, you fucking cheating bastard, you got him sent off. I went, 2-1, scored, bothered. £1,000 goal bonus, bye.
Fair enough.
And that was on the interview when I did the interview. Yeah. But I was fucking horrible. I'd live on the edge, yeah. And we had when we played Wigan, because I knew Paul Jewell, obviously.
Yeah.
And he was my manager when I played for Bradford, and he signed me from Oxford. And there was a 50-50, me and Jimmy and that. And he's fucking shit himself. I saw the whites of his eyes and he's looked, he's gone, fuck, I don't fancy this. And apparently Jagger hammered him in the fucking chairs.
Just come straight over him like, oh.
He went like that, yeah. He went like, he said, you fucking bottle it with that fat bastard, he says, or something. Didn't he?
Yeah, always remember that.
But Savage was, Savage.
No way I'm going in.
Like, Robbie Savage is quite a good lad now, but I actually hated him when I played against him.
Oh, Robbie Savage?
Yeah, the worst footballer in the world, made a decent living. Yeah. Just, it was like, we'd call him like a bee in the bottle.
Really?
If you put a bottle, beer in a bottle, yeah, and you put the top on, what would it do?
Buzz
just
about,
fucking,
yeah,
buzz about, wouldn't it? Well, that's all he used to do. Never touch the ball, just running around with his long hair and that.
Annoying everyone.
Paul Jewell said, never get involved with him, but I just couldn't help it because he'd wound me up that much. And he was good at it. He was, yeah, good at it. And I can remember going, we played at Filbert Street, and I think we got beat 3-0. Neil Lennon actually sat on the ball at the end. Somebody's pinged a ball from the dugout left to right, and he's like in the right back position.
Yeah.
And somebody's pinged it, and we're losing 3-0, and all the all-airs are going, you know what I mean, all-air. And all of a sudden, he's fucking controlled it, and he's gone and sat on it. Well, I couldn't get over there fucking quick enough, do you know what I mean? I just wanted to, and Sav's like, bantering that, oh, it's a bit, and I was going, he's a fucking joke, by the way, he's going to get it, but the referee blew his whistle. And at the end of the game, I really wanted to brave Robbie Savage, so I went in the players' lounge, and I'm fucking looking for him. I said to Jerry Taggart, where's that fucking prick? I'm going to kill him. So he goes out and he walks in the players' lounge. He stood at the bar and I'm making a beeline for him. And as I'm just going to go over and that, he stood there with this like lady and the gentleman. And as you know, when your head's on fire, yeah, you just want to fill somebody in. And he went,
probably not as mad as often as you have.
So I went, all right, Dino, like, do you want a drink? This is my mum and dad. And I thought, I can't hit him in front of his fucking mum and dad, can I? And he's fucking killed me, like, and I've crumbled. I'm like, all right, how are we doing? to be fair, he come a good mate after that, but yeah, yeah. I was different when I played you.
We've got some tweets about the show. This one's from Jay Lysett. Says, at Jimmy Bullard, at Rebecca, and at the other bloke.
Yeah, fuck off, Jay.
I think you meant Ian Smith.
You couldn't even search for my name on Twitter.
Nah, it's bollocks, Smith.
Lazy,
yeah,
piece of shit.
Lazy piece of shit.
Yeah,
no, great
Jay guy, Lysett, thanks for listening. Dick. Said, loving Magic Sponge Series 2. Keep up the good work, boys. Go home, Kev Gallen. Because we had Kevin Gallen do two shows on the spin because... one of our other guests, Chris Iluwumu.
Yeah, he binned us, basically.
He binned us off.
That absolute sitter first.
But has anyone seen Kev Gallen since?
No, the following day I was on radio and I spoke to him on radio.
Did you?
Yeah. How weird was that? I just couldn't get rid of Kev out of my life. So I was expecting him to go round home and him doing my missus or something like that, but he wasn't.
He wasn't, no, okay. That's good of him. We've had some other tweets in about the duck donkey.
Oh, that's just a picture of half a duck, half a donkey. That ain't drawn. The bottom one's awesome. That's exactly how I pictured it. Who's this from? Nicky Hammond. It's an actual... Oh, my God. It's an actual donkey, but his feet are like paddles, like a fucking...
Duck.
Duck. What are they called? Web feet, they're not called oars. And then the head's got a fucking beak on the end of it. I love that. That's exactly what I had in my head. Love it, Nicky boy.
Well done. Fucking thanks for your donkey drawings. Very much appreciated. Ian, you've got a quiz for Dean, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Judging by
I'm ambassador of all cities. I've got to be really sensible.
Are you ambassador?
Yeah.
What do you have to do as a role of ambassador?
Go around schools, talk to children.
Yeah.
So, like, give them advice. No, I work on Max Squeeze Chris. Their balls really hard.
No, no, yeah. Like, I can, when I walk out this room, I'm sensible.
Yeah.
When I'm doing this for you today,
yeah,
I'll be a fucking idiot.
Right, quiz for Dean's quiz.
So, the facts are probably going to be
don't
wrong.
Reel them off quick, though. Let me think a little bit.
All right, I'll give you some thinking time. Right, there's no prizes either. You made Hull City's 2005 poll of the top 100 Tigers, but what place did you come?
Third.
Fourth.
Did I? Ken Wagstaff.
Oh, I didn't find the list.
Oh, right.
I've only.
So was your fourth, was you I? Could be right. Third.
Fourth. Who come first?
I think it might be Ken Wagstaff or Race Carter.
Well, let's just say third.
No, you might be right with fourth, but I thought it was third, but it could be fourth, I don't know.
Who knows? Number two, what are your combined transfer fees?
Oh, God.
4 quid?
Good. You got a calculator?
No, you can give me the numbers.
He knows the sum, but he can't add it up.
750.
750?
Yeah.
Seven and a half, I need...
Seven, no, 750 grand.
Okay.
750 quid.
475, 350. 1.5.
Oh, God. Is that all of them?
I think
right,
so.
What does that add up to, Rob?
Right, so that
1.675.
What? No, it's not that. It's definitely
1.675. One of them's 1.5 million, though.
1.5 million?
1.6.
No, that's wrong. Because if you just add the 1.5 million up to the 750,
it's on your phone.
Two, yeah. Right. 1.6.
Right, stop shouting the wrong
one, right?
Stop shouting the wrong
one. It's
1.6.
1.65.
The answer to your question is I don't know.
I'm telling you now, as you can see, how close you are.
Yeah.
575 grand.
Okay, you mean 1.6 million, 578 grand. That is not even a number.
1.6 million?
Yeah, you went 1.6 million.
Yeah.
And then what's the rest of it?
That's in my head. Spot on in mine, that.
Well, I ain't got a clue.
So, right, let's go back. What was your guess? Yours was 1,578,000.
I messed it up. Decimal point was in the wrong place.
What was it?
Right.
What was
so,
it?
You said technically
I'm thinking that.
3 million and then 3,075,000.
Yeah.
The actual answer is 2.87 million.
Is
that's
it,
not bad.
It's close.
That's a point. That's a point for that.
That's not bad then.
About 3 million.
This one's a bit easier.
Agent must have took the other five.
Right, you are 5'10" tall.
No, 5'9" and a half.
All right, you are 5'9" and a half inches tall. roughly how many Pringles cans is that?
Oh.
Like Pringles tubes.
Oh, are these tubes, standing normal up? Ones?
Standing up, yeah. Full size.
Oh, big size.
Do you know there's smaller Pringle cans in like
Thailand?
They've got smaller
30.
Hands.
30 cans.
Like full.
Oh, the full. Oh, the full. Full yeah, but you get little fucking ones like that, don't you? Do you want the full, like, tube one?
Yeah, full tube. Dean Wenner's
16.
5.83.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking big cans, aren't they?
Good
like
value,
my missus' cans, she just had a boob job there. Fucking massive. Oh, seriously, massive.
Are they?
Oh, ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah. Fantastic.
You love them,
best 4.5 grand I've ever spent in my fucking life.
That's 4.5 goals, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's on 2 grand to go that way at Bradford. Scored fucking loads. But the ex-wife took it. That's why I'm working here for fucking 200 bastard quid today.
Well, tax-free, though.
Tax-free. Oh, right, I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's like 400 quid.
Decent. I'll do that in the bar after this. So I'm wrong on the first three questions then?
Yeah, yeah. But brilliant. You can redeem it with the last two.
Go on, then.
You received man of the match for your 40-minute spell in goal at Oldham. But who did you play against?
Leicester.
Leicester. That's right.
Matty Fright missed a penalty.
What, against you?
When I was in goal, yeah.
Oh, and you didn't save it?
I went up to him. I walked up to him and he put the ball on the spot and I went, you're going to let your family down now.
What you said?
Okay, yeah. I went, you're going to miss, you're going to let your family down. And I give it the old Bruce Grobbelaar fucking dance. And I dive to my right, and he went to the right, but it went past the post.
Fucking
so I claimed a save.
Right, last question, and it's related to Oldham Athletic. What is Oldham Athletic's mascot? And for a bonus question, what happened to him when Oldham played Preston in 2011?
He got punched.
Yes!
But I can't remember what the mascot is.
He's Chaddy the Owl, and he got punched in the face by one of his own fans.
Yeah,
the ball started.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
He got punched by his own fans?
One of his own fans.
Yeah, punched him in the head, yeah.
We got a few questions on Twitter as well. This one's for Jimmy. Magic Sponge is brilliant, but what the fuck does, well, WTF, does chocolate mean?
Chocolate means basically, you know, like, I'm not going to say his name, but yeah, basically loves himself. Basically eat yourself.
Because you love it, yeah, you made chocolate.
You love yourself, you eat
yourself. And, that was in reference to Alan Pardew, wasn't it?
Who asked that question?
Well, speaking of him, Dean said, what are your feelings on Alan Pardew now, Jimmy, seeing as he's led a revival of Crystal Palace?
No, yeah. I'm not answering it. You can ask Dean that.
Yeah, Dean, what do you reckon? What do you reckon about Alan Pardew?
What about him?
Bullard hates him.
Bullard hates him.
I don't hate you, Alan. Basically, I just don't want to talk about people that think they're chocolate. That's basically it. Do you hate
Alan Pardew, Dean? Jimmy? No, he's quite a nice guy.
I actually think when David Marler, when he nutted David Marler, I would have fucking cleaned him. I would have got arrested.
And finished.
Yeah. I'd have smashed him in the dugout and fucking beat him up.
What about if Nigel Pearson got you around the throat?
I'd just do whatever I could to.
Yeah, he looks quite hard, Nigel Pearson.
Me fucking tell you, he ain't hard. He's a fucking lemon.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
He shit his pants with me. He has to be around his mate. He's a coward and all his mates. Yeah, that's the end of that.
It's a big lad.
What happened with you and Nigel Pearson?
Oh, fucking loads.
It's a big lad, Nadge.
Don't get me on him.
It's a big lad, Nadge. Nigel's quite.
I don't give a fuck. That big. It's a.
What happened with you and Nigel Pearson?
I don't really want to talk about that prick.
Fair enough.
He's one of the horriblest men I've ever met.
Do you like him though, Jimmy?
Nah, he's a prick. He's like a full class prick.
He was his manager.
He's my manager.
Nigel Pearson was,
and then he left for Leicester, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because that's when Bambi went in charge.
Yeah, because he's Bams, his mate, he played Middlesbrough with Bams.
Yeah. I remember when he left Hull, and I was always like, I hope Leicester get fucking relegated and Hull get promoted. Because Hull get promoted the year he left or the year after or something.
No, they did. Steve Bruce coming after. Oh no, Bams took over.
I'll get this for a. This is Bams not a football show, is it? We know fuck all about football.
Nicky Bamber took over from Nadge.
Yeah. That's right, you did actually. Yeah.
Was he actually a manager for a bit?
He was
for about 4 or 5 months.
Standing manager,
then he
weren't
said
he?
Really bad on the radio about
at least
the owners.
You found a new Pearson's taken over from Pardew for you.
Say that again.
Pearson's taken over from Pardew.
Pardew was a bit of chocolate here.
What do you mean? I don't think. I fucking know.
Yeah, really?
Are you having a laugh?
Well, I know that he's, but he's not like.
No, fucking, he's full chocolated up.
Is he?
He's fucking Cadbury's. Hey, you can't. Dean, listen, he is chocolate.
Is he?
Yeah, he is, mate. I'm sorry, but fuck me, yeah. He's having himself in a massive way.
Have you ever had any managers you've not gotten with?
There was only one, Alec Miller. When he took over from Roy Aitken at Aberdeen, every manager I've gone with, everybody.
Why didn't you get with him?
We just clashed as a personality thing, and I got them three red cards at Aberdeen once, and obviously in that one game, and then when Roy got the sack,
you got three red in one game.
Have you spoke about that, or have you just heard what I've just heard?
I've just heard it as well.
Well, come on, you can't just go over that like it's fuck all day.
This weekend, I went round the shops and Shaq Kelly Brooklyn come home.
We need to know about this.
Yeah, I got sent off 3 times in one game against Dundee United.
What happened?
Well, I 2 tackles for the red card. So I like.
Oh, 2 yellows.
Two yellows, yeah. So then the red card.
Yeah.
And then.
So you got 2 yellows and 3 reds?
No, I've done the left back and I got a yellow card for it.
Yeah.
And then I've gone on the same lad and left my foot in on the same lad.
Yeah.
And then he's given me a red, obviously.
Yeah.
Was it a straight red?
No, a yellow, then a red.
So you've had a yellow, yellow red.
Yellow, yellow red. Yeah. And then as I walked over to the referee, I calls him, I see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But a Scottish one. As I walked off the field of play, I punched the corner flag and it come out the ground. And I got an eight game ban.
Mm. I read online as well, this might be wrong, that you put DP in
Phil Brown's kegs. Yeah. So left me out, yeah. Yeah. So when he come in next morning, I was like singing that song. You know, like when you fucking about going, feeling hard, hard, hard. And he come in, he went, I fucking knew it was you. I went, don't leave me out again then.
He's all right.
On fire.
He's all right,
like, all right, Brown here. Yeah, different.
I'll tell
class.
You what, he's sweet as a nut.
Brilliant. Yeah. He had a few runnings, like.
You said, oh, he was,
yeah,
quite but chocolate. You can have, you a said few, he was a bit,
yeah,
chocolate.
Oh, he loves himself, yeah. Yeah.
But you can have runnings.
You can have runnings with him, but he'd still be all right with him. Yeah.
Do you find that after that? But there's some pricks you can't have run-ins with. They just cop the ump and fucking drop. Yeah, like, yeah, they've got to get over themselves. Just because they've got the manager's status, they don't.
Yeah.
It's just pricks.
Colin Todd was like that. He would fucking hammer you. He would hammer you, Colin Todd, and that, and then that was it. Forgot about. No, I never hold a grudge. Ever.
Oh right, okay, really. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And I love managers like that. You can, they can destroy you, and they go like this, that, and other. And if you step out of line, then obviously you got to be
Jolie
punished.
Was like that as well.
Who?
Jolie, Paul.
Paul. Yeah. He never got you, and then fucking just, and then Monday morning he'd say, right, you've been fined, I've only got you, don't do it again.
Next week, Dean, we've got Jeff Winter on the show. Do you remember kicking a ball side of his head at the Bradford Liverpool game?
Yeah.
What, was that intentional?
It was in anger. Cause
at him, was he?
The fat bastard give a penalty and he should never have done it.
And any message for him next week?
You're a fat bastard, Jeff.
Maybe.
No, to be fair, well, me and Jeff got on really well, and obviously we do a lot of work together. And it was at Anfield, and I scored a worldie. I'll get that in. At the cop end, Vesterveld fucking dived and shouldn't have dived and made it look better than what it was. And we went 1-0 up, live on Sky, Paul Jules, like, we were in the first year of the Premier League. And then TT Camera got brought down in the box. Andy O'Brien brought him down, and Jeff gave the penalty, which he was a penalty, to be fair. And I just kicked the ball out of anger, and it hit Jeff, because they have the earpieces, don't they?
Yeah.
And it hit Jeff right in the side of the fucking ear. It was brilliant, and it sort of rocked him a little bit. And then Michael Owen and Stan Staunton went up to him and like went to point at me to grass on me, and I thought, fuck, if he finds out it's me, he's going to send me off, because obviously kicking the ball away. But it fucking plumbed him right on the side of the ear, like Exorcist missile, do you know what I mean? Fucking great shot he was. So after the game, apparently Jeff told me this, that the Sky cameras were trying to get, asking, you know, was it? And then Jeff come out and went, well, if it was Dean Windus, he didn't mean to do it because he'd have missed.
Ah, brilliant.
And that was the story.
We've got one more little game for you two before we sort of finish up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, you're in charge. It's Bulldog, the Bulldog versus the guest.
Right.
Okay. So what happens in this is we've got your FIFA ratings from FIFA 2009, and you get to guess what you think your rating was. Whoever gets closest gets a point. So, So FIFA 2009. What do you think your retirement age in the game was?
Who was that to?
In the game.
Both of you.
So in the game, what time did you, what age did you retire?
32. 37.
Well, Jimmy's the closest. Jimmy retires at 33 in FIFA 2009. Windass goes on to 43.
Oh,
43.
I did actually retire at 33, so they're right, but they're wrong with him. When did you retire?
39.
But you're still playing now, are you? Do you play?
Yeah, just amateur football, but not serious.
Do you get people trying to?
No, they're all City fans. I don't wear shin pads. I don't tackle. I just fucking score for fun.
Yeah, but they don't, because you're like a pro football. They don't try and
go,
have a
no,
go.
No, they
at
just
you.
Give me that one. I can't believe I'm on the same pitch.
Oh,
as you.
Right, rather.
I go,
than...
I can't believe I'm on the same pitch as you. She's shit. Seriously, the fucking pub players, honestly. Well, the Apple players, aren't they?
Right. Next up, defensive marking. What do you reckon?
It's
out of 100, by the way.
A percent out of 100. Oh. I reckon I'm 69.
Yeah. 47.
Oh, Windass is closest. You were 44. Jimmy, you were only 60.
Ooh. Yeah. That's about right.
It's 1-0. Now we're over to heading.
What? Oh, I'd say 73, me.
Say 69, me.
You like that number, don't you?
Right, well, so
73-69.
Bullard was 63, which means you're 6 points away. Windass 77, which means you're only 4 points away. That's another point.
So you're being you're too optimistic. You're not optimistic enough, Dean.
I know.
Right, strength.
Okay, I'm up there.
Go on, then. What are you going?
83.
Fucking heaven, he's up. I'd say.
I am myself.
I'd say
13.
67.
Fuck again.
Off.
No way. He's 83.
Fuck
not
off.
A chance.
I've got to be up
no,
there.
No, definitely not 83. 87.
Oh,
he's strong, like he's I just cuddled him there. He's like just cuddling the hotel. It's a fucking unit.
What's he?
77.
Oh,
get in there, slide on. little bug on.
Slide on.
2-2.
No, 3-1. You were closer.
Like, yeah, you were closer.
No, 2-1 with him, wasn't he?
No, Jimmy was 10 points off and you were...
Look at that, you're 2-2. You can tell he's a proper
winner.
He was
winner. Winning 2-1,
wasn't he? Really
no, you were winning.
Oh, was I? Oh, okay.
Right, last one. Dribbling.
I can't lose, I don't give a fuck.
Dribbling.
Oh, fuck me, no.
That's the right response, judging by rating.
49.
49. He's got
I
mega
never like, fucking dribbled
I'm
in my life.
73. I've
only
got
time
to
I dribbled after about
76. 76. What am I?
What am I? What did I say? 41.
You 49. Said 49, yeah. And it's 41.
Oh, 41.
That. He's low. Yeah.
Just get it and pass it. Drop it off.
76. Bulldog. 76. I'm getting all up there.
74.
Oh, good golly.
So that is 2-3. So the overall scores are in the whole podcast, Jimmy Bullard on 8 and the guests on 6.
But he done me.
What's another one?
Oh, what's going on here?
Is there another one?
This is interesting, right?
Right.
This is a comparison for you in FIFA 2009 and your son Josh in FIFA 2015. What do you reckon?
Where does he play, your son?
He's a player, by the way.
Is he? What position?
He's a midfield player, but he's playing as a number 10 at the minute. And he's ripped, he's don't drink, he's never drank. And,
yeah.
You know, he's got a fucking great... To be fair...
How old is he?
He scored last week against Burton. You know, I scored 234 goals and that was the most proudest moment of my life when he smashed that in. Seriously.
Yeah.
Half volley, edge of the box, fucking great finish. And he's got that in his locker, but the trouble is he's like, he got hammered a little bit. Brilliant. Yeah, left foot, right foot. He's got a great shot. I said to Jeff that when he plays at high level, you know, Jimmy, you play with better players, you fucking become a better player. You know, and his Accrington's a great, you know, stepping stone for him. James Beattie signed him. James loved him. John Coleman came in, didn't really play him. Then he was in, then he was out, and then now he's played the last five or six. He's played 30.
How old is
games.
He?
21.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Cool, right, well, so brilliant. FIFA 09 and FIFA 15.
Right, well, yeah, let's do it and, like, who do you think's got the best rating for dribbling?
Yeah, Josh.
Yep. Acceleration?
Josh.
Yeah. Stamina?
Me.
Josh, by 3 points.
Really?
Yeah. And this one's easy. Aggression?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, no, for it.
Like his mammy eyes.
What do you reckon your aggression rating is?
Mine.
Yeah.
100.
It's up there, 88.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's fucking got 5 red cards in one game. He's fucking up there.
Fucking, you can't get more aggressive than that.
I played in the charity game yesterday and I fucking lost it yesterday as well.
What happened? On the bloke whose charity it was.
Just did. I fucking lost it. Honestly, my head went. Because. For Simon Grayson for cancer research and in North Allen.
Yeah.
Scored 2 welders, like, but.
He always gets that in there.
Always get it.
Scored an absolute cool.
Fucking Eddie. Look on Twitter, Jim. Somebody just mentioned about me, Eddie, yesterday. Swear down, brilliant.
Fair enough.
Swear down.
Always edit back from where it comes from, boom.
So, I think that's us. Thanks for coming on, Dean. Yeah,
thanks for inviting me.
We've got Jeff Winter next week. And if you've got any questions or you want to get in contact with us, # Magic Sponge. What do you say? Thanks, Dean.
Thanks very much for having me.
Cheers, Danny.
See you next week, lads.
Goodbye. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave and
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.